Just saying. So today I'm going to be speaking about what's coming up this week on Thursday. Oh, do you know? News alert. The United States celebrates Thanksgiving this week. And I'm going to speak to you about Thanksgiving and then take it to a deeper level of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. But before I begin getting deeper, let's start later. How about a few turkey facts? Or Thanksgiving trivia, right? So how much is the average weight of a turkey purchased at Thanksgiving? 15. Did I hear a 15? We got it over here. Okay, prize. Anybody know what the heaviest turkey ever raised was? How many pounds? Try 86. I can't even imagine the size of a large dog. Can't even, no, doesn't even compute. A 15-pound turkey usually has about 70% of white meat and 30% dark meat. Maybe you knew that. This is trivia you can share with your folks, right? I'm helping you out here. And you know how many pounds of feed it takes to raise a 30-pound tom turkey? 75 to 80 pounds of feed in order for it to get up to 15 pounds. And male turkeys, what are they called? Toms. Female. And baby turkeys? Poult. Poult. P-O-U-L-T. Yeah. You know, only tom turkeys gobble. Female turkeys make a clicking sound. How many feathers does a full-grown turkey have? Who counted? They had put down 3,500 feathers. I'm serious. Whoever counted that, I'll just pass. The first meal on the moon by astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin was in foil packets, and it was a roast turkey dinner. Now that one, I'm sure you were like, right? Who knew that? And you know Benjamin Franklin? He wanted the national bird to be what? A wild turkey, and not that the eagle. So that's your trivia for today. Now, you all learned things about Thanksgiving in elementary school, right? Where the Native Americans, Indians got together with the Pilgrims. But have you ever taken the time to research this? It's quite the story. I'm going to give you a little tidbit of history here. So the Europeans were coming over in the 1500s, 1600s and such, and they actually carried diseases and such. And so when they did interact with the indigenous people, a lot of the indigenous people got connected, they caught whatever diseases the Europeans had, and many of them perished. So back in 1621, there was the Pilgrims that had come over and landed at Plymouth Rock, and they had a governor, Edward Winslow, and he was the person that oversaw the 102 people that were in this colony. And during that first year, it was so harsh that half of them, 50 people, passed out of those Europeans in that colony that Edward Winslow was overseeing. So they had a really tough time. There was a tribe there in the same area called the Wanapo. Yeah, that's why I write things down. And how to pronounce them. You always go to Google. How do you pronounce this? The Wampanoag tribe was there. Now, they also had difficulties. They had lost people due to the diseases and such. They also had some warring tribes. And so the story goes, and there's different accounts of the story. There is the one person, Edward Winslow, who gave his personal account, which is written up, where he said, oh, we had a good harvest, because they had learned from the Wampanoags how to plant corn and how to gather things. So they actually had a harvest in the fall of 1621. You know, they never invited the indigenous peoples to this meal. That's a falsity too. What they did was they had gone out to do some hunting, and the gunshots actually worried the tribe, and they came over and they were worried that there was going to be maybe some war going on. They ended up meeting and having food together and giving thanks. So that's somewhat of the story, but it's not the yippee-doo, happy Thanksgiving, we're all getting along, because that's not the case. So just so you have a little bit more awareness of the background, the backdrop of Thanksgiving. And then it was in what year that George Washington introduced the first National Day of Thanksgiving? What year was that? I can see they're all like going, I don't. Well, actually, it's 1789. So it's 789, so it's easy actually sort of to remember. 1789. That is when George Washington introduced the first National Day of Thanksgiving and prayer to be devoted in, quote, to the services of that great and glorious being who is the beneficent author of all the good that was, that is, and will be, and that all may unite in rendering unto him our sincere and humble thanks. And then we had a gal named Sarah Hale. She was a lobbyist back in Abraham Lincoln's day, and she was lobbying for this to become a national holiday. So it was during the presidency of President Abraham Lincoln. It became an official holiday. So these two presidents understood the value of giving thanks. So we give thanks, and we have one day designated for it. What's off with that? You know, whatever happened to every day being Thanksgiving? And I find it interesting, Thanksgiving is actually giving thanks, just turn it around. What about every day? Every day. And that becomes thanks living. I want to live in gratitude as gratitude. Parahansa Yogananda, beautiful quote, every day should be a day of thanksgiving for the gifts of life, sunshine, water, and the luscious fruits and greens that are indirect gifts from the great giver. The all-sufficient one does not need our thanks, however heartfelt, but when we are grateful to the divine, our attention is concentrated for our highest benefit upon the great source of all supply. I love that. Every day is thanks living. And you all know Master Eckhart's saying, if the only prayer you ever say is thank you, it would be enough. It would be enough. And you know the great way shower, known as Jesus, that was his method. You know, he never asked for anything. He never had a prayer request, by the way. All he had was prayer revealments. And how he went about it? He always gave thanks first. And then he declared the good as already there. That is what we want to abide by. In John 6:11, Jesus, you all know the loaves and fishes. He took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those seated, so also the fish, as much as they wanted. So there was an abundance, and all he did was give thanks. He didn't have to do anything, didn't worry about how are we going to feed all these people. No, he was like, I'm going to give thanks. That's what we do. That's how we want to live our lives. So we have this thing called Thanksgiving. Thanks, giving thanks, being thankful. But is there a difference between gratitude and thankfulness? Would you like to know what that is? Today's, yes, oh good. Well, I had to sit down right away, you know, be done. So thankfulness is actually more of a feeling and an action that is more momentary than gratitude. So it's a feeling and an action that's momentary. Thankfulness is defined as conscious of benefits received. I'm thankful when I'm conscious of the benefits received, and then it becomes a conscious act from the person who received the benefits, and we then express our thankfulness in words, either written or spoken, or also in deeds. And thankfulness, being thankful, is often an automatic response. We can say thank you. We think, you know, that's just part of being polite. It's a social norm. Gratefulness is also a feeling. Grateful for something, or thankfulness is more of the outward expression or act of our gratitude to others. Okay? How many of you ever, you know, you get thank you cards, you don't get gratitude cards, right? It's the outward, it's the act. So gratitude is a little deeper, actually, than thankfulness. It's a feeling and it's an attitude of gratitude. You've heard that, right? So gratitude is, what did I just say? It's a feeling. It's an attitude, but there's one more thing. Want to know what it is?
Yes.
Good. All right. It's choice. Gratitude is a choice. Choice is actually one of our greatest powers. You know, have you ever been in a situation where you haven't felt grateful? We all have. Okay. You've all had things you're like, I'm not grateful. There's a big brother who said to the little brother, Mom said to give you the things I outgrew. Little brother, hand-me-downs again. Older brother says, you should be grateful. Younger brother says, I guess you're right. You could have been my older sister. Right? So It's easy to be grateful when things are going our way. It's easy to be grateful when you receive unexpected money, isn't it? It's easy to feel grateful when people are being kind, and considerate, and cooperative. Love those cooperative people. When I'm feeling good, physically healthy, I'm grateful. When you're feeling successful at something, you feel grateful. However, can you still be grateful when you're having a health challenge, major health challenge? How about there's a dire diagnosis for your friend, a family member, a loved one, yourself? Can you be grateful when you have more money going out than you do coming in? How about being grateful when people aren't being very nice and maybe they're being mean? Can you be grateful with social injustice, homelessness? Can you be grateful when something important that you want or would like to see doesn't happen? Can we still be grateful no matter what the circumstance, condition, or situation is? That's when gratitude becomes a choice. It becomes a choice. It's not a given. Gratitude is actually a spiritual practice, like prayer, like meditation, like tithing, like sacred service. It's something we can cultivate and develop. You don't have to feel grateful in order to be grateful. That's big, because we always have to feel grateful. Sometimes being great, having gratitude might open that door to maybe the feeling. But gratitude isn't only that feeling. It is a choice and an attitude that we can have. And how do you get to gratitude when things are not, you don't feel grateful for? That's when you change your perspective. You change your perspective. There's a great book called We Never Left the Garden, one of my faves, by Pam Galadriel, and she says, because she realized she had to be thankful in everything. And she's like, that my brother got murdered? And she kept getting the voice saying, yes, be grateful. She sums this up by saying, today, I no longer believe that there is good versus bad. There is only God, which I believe is all-loving. Our perception of events around us causes us to experience pleasure or pain. Our perception. We all have experienced events upon reflection we know to have been purposeful, although we didn't have the perspective to see the whole picture at the time. When we're in the forest, all we can see in front of us is the tree. I think about Melissa Etheridge, had cancer, breast cancer, and she ended up, that was her wake up. And she doesn't have that anymore, but it woke her up and she has so much gratitude. Pam goes on to say, I have learned over the years that I have two choices, that word again, two choices in any situation. I can be grateful or I can be angry. Mm-hmm. Which choice do you suppose provides more peace and acceptance? Gratitude, clearly. You may not understand or like a situation, but saying thank you allows us to return to a state of peace without any struggle, without any effort. There was a verse in the Bible, and it's in Acts, Paul. You all know the Bible. Well, some of you may or may not know Paul, you know, good friend. Paul was in this prison. He was imprisoned, and he wrote these words. And this is key, one of the keys. He wrote the words, I have learned this one thing in life. And he was in this terrible jail thing. He said, the one thing I have learned is this. That whatever state I find myself therein to be grateful, whatever condition in which I find myself therein to be grateful. Listen up. He says, I'm not grateful for being in this prison. I'm not grateful for the experience. I'm grateful in the experience. You don't have to be grateful for, but you're grateful in. There's a big shift with just changing that one word, that preposition from for to in. Can I be grateful in it? I'm not grateful that I'm having this experience with these police officers. That's a whole story, and I won't talk about it today. But I was definitely not grateful for the experience, but I was grateful in because it freed me. He said, no matter what the condition, be grateful because our gratitude is transformative. It raises our vibration. And then more possibilities will open up. That's one of the three benefits of having gratitude. One benefit is that you increase your good. As Jesus demonstrated, you're thankful for what you have. And then more good comes because we know what we put our attention on, we get more of. So if you're grateful, it opens up to more. The same thing goes with that attitude of gratitude. At the end of any prayer, it's appreciation. And giving thanks. I like to give thanks in three different arenas. You give thanks for what was. You may not have liked it or enjoyed it, but it got you to where you are. Being thankful for what was, how about being thankful for what is? Sometimes just allowing ourselves to be grateful for what is, because we're not resisting it, we're just in it, it's present. But our thankfulness will help us to create that future. And the third way is to be thankful for things that haven't happened yet. Not happened yet. And I love this quote by Neil Donald Walsh. He says, when you thank God in advance for that which you choose to experience in your reality, you in effect acknowledge that it is there, in effect. Giving thanks before it arrives. See, that what's that? If you have faith and go, I'm grateful, when I read your prayer revealments, because they're not requests, they're done, I look at them and I'm like, cool, that one's done, right, God? Right? You know, I just go, it's complete. That's already there. I give thanks. I don't have to question it. I have total faith and trust that everything that is written down, it's done. I have that faith and trust to know and give thanks ahead of time. And the universe goes, God, I got thought. I'm getting thanked before I delivered. I better get on it. That's how the law works. Just saying. Donald Neil Walsh says, thankfulness is thus the most powerful statement to God, an affirmation that even before you ask, I have answered. Therefore, never supplicate, appreciate. Donald Neil Walsh, one of our treasures on understanding, we can all have conversations with God. So we're getting close to a wrap up here, maybe. Myrtle Fillmore, she says, thanksgiving and gratitude are qualities of the soul too little understood and exercised. Heaven and earth listen and respond to the soul that is quickened in praise and thanksgiving. I agree with her. Giving thanks multiplies what you have. Jesus did it. Elisha did it. And that same power is in us. This is one I really, really love. So I had to say, there's so many things I could share, but you have to come to the Thanksgiving Eve service for some more fun. This is called Be Thankful. Be thankful that you don't already have everything you desire. Breathe. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? Be thankful when you don't know something, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. Be thankful for the difficult times, because those give you the times to grow. Be thankful for your limitations. Really? Yes, because they give you opportunities for improvement. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it builds your strength and your character. Be thankful for your mistakes. Oh yeah, I love this one, right? Because they teach you valuable lessons. It is easy to be thankful for the good things. A life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also grateful for the setbacks. Gratitude can turn a negative into a positive. Find a way to be thankful for your troubles, and they can become your blessings. We can create better, greater good. My friend Nathan, in Lake Tahoe, he had a statement, and I love this one. When things were challenging and not to his liking, he said, something good will come of this. Something good will come of this. Let's say that together. Something good will come of this. So say that when things are just sideways, upside down. Something good will come from this. And when you affirm that, you just open the door. That's already happening. So use that as one of your statements. There's many benefits to being grateful, but I'm going to give you two challenges for your gratitude. So how many of you got a gratitude journal? You have one? How many of you are using it on a daily? You know, we know gratitude opens doors. What if you just for the next 30 days or up until, well, just, yeah, make it up until Christmas, that you write down 3 or 5 things every day that you're grateful for and try to change the things that you're not repeating them. That's where it gets really fun. I said that yesterday. Well, I'm still grateful for it, but is there something new? This will broaden, it will lift you up, it will create new opportunities. So that is challenge number one, start today. I say 5 things, but you can do 3. You know, I don't want to put too much on you, too much pressure. 3 things I'm grateful for today and every day. See what happens. This is an experiment. And the other thing is appreciation for people. When's the last time you said thank you to someone in a card? That's an idea. I'm so appreciate you, Larry, for showing up and being a prayer chaplain. Jacqueline, I'm so appreciating your energy and enthusiasm about having a Thanksgiving dinner. Maurice, I'm so grateful for your presence in opening up that door to our pet ministry. There are things that we can say to one another. Write them down. You ever get a note that said, just thank you for being you? Right? Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being who you came here to be. You know, those are the two things I'm going to offer to you to shift into a greater experience of thanks living. It's up to us individually, beginning right here with me, to do that. I'm taking the challenge. And yeah, it is a challenge. But we can rise up. We build strength and character. So I want to thank you, each individually, for being a friend, for being my friend, for being a friend to yourself, to your people. Remember to be a friend to you. We always have that big old inner critic. Let's try being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. So it is.